our dear sister Binny. Give her a big hand. She has been in knowledge since her childhood. All the family members are in knowledge. And she is serving in Global Hospital. She is the manager in the department Public Relations and Media. And she has done a research work also on the Baba's knowledge. And she has got the Laukik degree PhD. And on the basis of that degree, now she is doing the spiritual counseling also. And she has been a very good speaker also, not only in the national conferences, but international, at the international level also. I think this year she went to Chicago, na? Sister, you went to Chicago. And she represented the Brahma Kumaris there. So she is a very well-known speaker, very good speaker. And now she is here to speak on the topic, Miracles of Baba's Blessings. So, Sister Binny.
Om Shanti. And welcome. Baba's life is full of miracles. Few years back, when I was just, you know, concentrating on this word, at that time it was looking more the word related with bhakti, you know, the bhaktas, they do lot of worship. Translators, it is okay, or I should slow down the speed? It's okay. Really, I feel that my personal experiences, of course, we will be also sharing with each other. I feel that personally, Baba's blessings are miracles. They do lot of miracles in our life. Only when we start recognizing and experiencing the wonders, if we just see that how our day, Brahmin's life, is actually, we just see that the Brahmin life is a result of what? What kind of result? We come out of blessings from Baba. And so many blessings we receive. I think even we can make the encyclopedia. Can we make the encyclopedia of Baba's blessings? Yes, if you see that since Baba started Murlis, from that moment to now, if we just every day specific blessing, of course Baba's each and every word for us is so much to know, to learn in our life, in Brahmin life. But each day when Baba is giving us blessings, and I remember that when we came as a children here in Madhuban, and we were the first children and the first family here, almost 35 years back, taking back to my memories, and we used to play. I was 6 years old at the time. And I remember there was the proper blessings that we receive now in Murli. It wasn't there actually. You know, when Baba says, meethe meethe bacche. So that was the closing, but now Baba has given everything to us so systematic and easy, and you get slogan, essence and blessing. I think you remember those Murlis. And specifically why? Because maybe in our busy life, if we forget many things, but then of course Baba's blessings. And they are actually miracles. And I'm not talking here the miracles that is sometimes known to many people, but in our personal life, the blessings, they change into miracles. And specifically I noticed that when I started doing my PhD doctorate. And I was finding that it was something when it was looking really very challenging. And it was really very, very something which is impossible at the time when I was going for the my, it's called like for PhD, title clearance, you know, interview in which you have to clear your title of the thesis. And I have used the word Brahma Kumaris, directly Brahma Kumaris literature. And I used for Brahma Kumaris the word like Brahma Kumaris literature, the renaissance of spirituality and universal values, and the vice chancellor and the committee, those were sitting there and they interviewed me and cross questions for almost 1 hour, more than 1 hour, and they said, no, you cannot do on this topic because the reason was very valid from academic point of view, because we are not having any proper book in the university level. Because in other organization like Mahatma Gandhi and Aurobindo, Vivekananda, their books are actually in somewhere in the university levels or high schools. So you can easily do, you can choose the topic. And when I said Brahma Kumari's literature, they said, what kind of literature you have? You don't have any book in university level. And I tried to convince them from various angles. No, we are running a value education course, because all these diploma and all courses started later on. And we are doing so much in spirituality, and our millions and thousands of our study centers, because I had to use the academic language, that how people are awakened. But they said, no, you cannot do, you cannot use this word, you can change your subject. And I was very much determined. And then after that interview, of course I changed my idea of doing PhD, but I left everything on Baba. And I said, Baba, I'm doing for you. And if you want that I should do, then you have to open the door. And I still, because it is a miracle, why I'm using miracle, because after 6 months later, I got the letter from the university, vice chancellor again. And they called me again for the interview. And this was also something challenging, because I have been through all in my previous interview what they cross-questioned me. And I was not determined, I was not ready to change what I have written for Brahma Kumaris, because I was very much, they said, please, you can write something inside the book about Brahma Kumaris, but don't use it as a title. And then they cross-questioned again, and I shared whatever were my honest feeling. I said, no, Brahma Kumaris, they are doing wonderful work in spirituality as a leading institute. And the thousand and thousands of people, lives, they are changed, they are practical, and I want to do PhD, because PhD is something which is not done on that. I want to show the results to the world, what we are doing. So that is why I am doing, and I don't want to change these words. And after that, you know, I feel that it's all Baba's wonder. And then they said, okay, we are giving you special permission. And I remember that they resettled the words of the title so well. Actually, they first said no literature. They said, write writings. I said, no, we are having a literature. They said, it is not academic. In sense, it's not Shakespeare, it is not Milton. It's not in that category. So that is why you cannot write literature. Then later on, they said, we are giving you a special permission after seeing your life and your determination, and I was feeling this is a miracle, like many things happen, but this is here I feel a start of a big miracle of Baba's blessing when Baba says that yes. And before that, I forget to mention that before I was going for the interview, I was very much clear in my mind. I said, because why it was challenged to me, the one side, the challenge, because they were not accepting. The other side, in our BK family also, sometimes senior says, why you want to do PhD? You know, it is so much, you have to give sometimes 5 to 6 years. And time is so less, so why you want to give time for this? So that was again from other side. And I said to Guljar Dadi, then Dadi, please bring Baba's message. If Baba wants, then I will be going to do it accordingly. And I still remember those words. And Baba said in the message, don't listen anyone. It is Baba's work. Nobody has done in yajna. You have to do this. And Baba is going to give you touchings for this work. At that time, Baba said, two powers Baba has given me. One is the power of determination and concentration. That was the day I still remember very clearly, and still it's always with me, those words. They become a special blessings for me. I remember from that moment, I felt that Baba has given me those powers. And when I started doing this work, before anything else has happened, Baba has empowered me for the success of this work. And Dadi Prakash, because that after that I had many visions and many powerful dreams were coming, and those were not very common before that. And I used to see every alternative day something Baba is showing me. And then the first dream which came before I started writing anything, and that was I saw Dadi Prakashmani. And Dadi Prakashmani was holding the same thesis which right now I have completed. And it was a complete thesis of the same color. Everything was same, and Dadiji was holding. And I was looking at that moment, that how, you know, with the smiling face, Dadiji showed that thesis to Nirvairbhai, like she was calling them and want to tell them about this work. And that dream was again a very powerful miracle for me, because I saw what has already completed. And up after that couple of times, Dadi used to come to in my dreams, like how, you know, Baba gives us the power through the instrument souls. And after this dream, there was another very early morning dream which I saw, because the reason was that I did not get a very clear any PhD thesis in front of me on the subject of spirituality. So I was, because of my all these cross questions, I was very much alert actually, that now what I am presenting, it is all everything Baba and institution. And it has to be cleared up, because it should not be anything, you know, which can give later on any, you know, question to anyone. So I was very much focused on that. And I was, you know, asking Baba, because my guide was too humble. He visited Madhuban, and at that time he came in contact with Brahma Kumari. So he was knowing actually our institution. So he gave lot of respect. That is also very much, very, very rare, because the guides are always very busy people, and they hardly, I mean, that way they gave respect to their students. And he said to me very clearly that I am not having that much in depth of spirituality, but I will be going to help you technically fully. So he said, like, you know, nothing was like something which can be given to me. And I remember very clearly, I saw a very clear vision in which I saw Gita. And I did have not read that before that Gita in my life, because we came very young in Baba's knowledge. And that Gita was showing me exactly what Baba, you know, using in the Murli, the Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glani and Man Mana Abhav, few words you remember. And after that, it was very clear to me, Baba touched me, how I have to go about. Because I had to establish Baba's Murli in the thesis, because these are the only, that is what the methodology of PhD that you have to show your primary sources. From where everything is coming in your organization, what is your philosophy, what are your teachings, God's teaching, what do you call? I said, Murli. So my guide said, how can you write Murli? In thesis, you cannot write your primary, you cannot use the word your avyakt. I said, no, I have to write this only. Because this is what our study material, this is what the primary root. And it is now, of course, it is again another class will take time, but I'm just little experiences I'm adding in this, how the miracles of Baba's blessings. And I still remember that the whole work which I did in Baba's room. And I was feeling that the touchings which Baba used to give me, they were all wonderful. They were not mine actually. And I feel that many times I'm writing and I'm not writing actually. It's something Baba is giving me a power to write. The right books, the right references books, all these many things started happening day after another. And the interesting thing is you have not seen, it's like our history, I can say. I got that book, the first beginning book of Avyakt Murli in English. And this Murli book, because I had to show them all our primary things, from where our Murli started, how it's translated. At the time, that book in which no whole translation of Murli, but just the paragraphs. And this is, I think, maybe the year after 69 or in between 70. That was the first publication of our book. Later on, now our all book. Now this is all everything on internet. And so that's what in which a beautiful lines written about how Brahma Baba and also Dadi Guljar, their roles. And they are because you have to academically tell them this is all our Brahmin language, but they don't accept this. So that is why all these references, I was feeling that why I'm sharing you this, that how once we have full faith in Baba, as Baba was saying, you know, like many times Baba says that I take the whole burden and whole responsibility. And you have to be with me. I'm there to help you out. But sometimes even 10 to 15% we are not able sometimes to take that much of, you know, Baba's support. But it is beyond. It's beyond actually, because Baba is mentioning in the Murli, it is, if we go in the depth, then this is actually a miracle, because Baba can do anything for us. Anything. Can write, can help, can touch people. And I remember that when everything was over and I had to submit this thesis, because you have to send for the examination, you have to send to the examiners. So when the 5 copies were sent to the examiners, and then you don't know where it is going actually. You know only the result when the viva is conducted, that is the oral exam. And when later on I came to know when my viva was taken and the one thesis which was gone to the double gold medalist, and he was reading the thesis and he was feeling everything of Baba. They came to Madhuban later on. All of them, they came, those red, like how Baba's work is so many times, it's like when you're writing, it means you're feeling the love of Baba. And then you feel that how you can thank Baba, that Baba can do anything for you. And I remember that soul actually when he shared in an open program, when I was awarded and the local people of Mount Abu first time organized a get-together because they were so happy that I did the PhD. So then they organized a program in hotel to acknowledge, and all of them, they came and then they were sharing this in the, on the whole, you know, when the Jayanti Ben was there and Nivayabhai Dadis were there, and he was sharing that when I was reading the thesis and I came to know how Brahma Kumaris, they are working and how they are giving the message. And he said, that's why I have come here. And they become so closer to our university. And when my viva, this person was, he was the head of the department in the university, and he was taking my viva, that's the cross-questioning after writing the thesis. And I still remember that they given me a congratulations before asking any question to me, and they said, you are the first one, we are giving you congratulations for doing this very great job, great work, very special words they have used. And they said, later on the questions they have asked, they were not like, mostly people are very afraid, students, because they shake them, they make them sweat actually, such questions they ask, they can ask you anything. And I still remember that they didn't ask me such questions, they were just asking because my chapter was related with philosophy of Brahma Kumaris and meditation and transformation of their lives. And then he was asking, okay, what you give when you give the meditation sessions? So I was giving them the first lesson of soul and God. You know, see, this is what happening when you are giving a knowledge. So it was so interesting. I said, Baba, you do miracles. You do wonders. You know, it was so much love for Baba that, and I feel that it is not I can feel that it's just a word we are using to share, but actually, it is becoming a total, Baba is there everywhere, so Baba can do anything behind everyone, the Baba's work, because that was the first message I got connected. And I remember that when I finished my PhD, the whole system of doing PhD in India was completely changed. You cannot choose your title, you cannot choose your guide, it was entrance exam like MBBS. So, you know, things became difficult. And I feel this is because for Baba's work, you know. And I'm very happy because the seniors and all, because now it is from the university, it is now circulated to all other universities. This work is also published. This has gone to the many universities as a Brahma Kumaris. You know, it's like anybody can use a reference. So it was so much learning to know that how blessings, what do you feel? Because blessing makes you think, what? Because I remember still that when I was writing a chapter on the yoga, actually, when you talk about yoga and you go back to the history of yoga, it's very, very, I mean, it's something which is very different because you have to go to Patanjali Yoga. He is the one of the father of the yoga. And so many Sanskrit shlokas. and so many things, and then you have to integrate them and synthesize them, and that what we are doing and what we are doing to the world, Brahma Kumaris. And when I was doing that, and it was, I was feeling that Baba's love, and many times it happened that the tears rolled in my eyes. And I said, this how Baba you makes things so simple. Even the difficult things become simple because Baba's love make you to choose the right word, right definition, at the right time. Isn't it? And then, whatever is the fact, because the reason is what? The methodology is such that you cannot write anything which, you know, is little bit out of the context. And here, the Baba was guiding, because I feel that Baba became my supreme guide. And Baba was doing wonders. And then later on, isn't it, it was something which is, you know, and the other thing was, it was very wonderful chance, not only studying Baba's Murli right from the day one and to create the history, how our history worked. But also, right from Dadi Janki to Dadi Prakashmani to all others, our writers, those have contributed in creating awareness. And then later on, of course, I feel then when this book came, this is, I'm just showing you a small copy. Yeah, this is the book which is published after my PhD, which received the Outstanding Contribution Award, Awakening Spirituality. But the real one is quite heavy, almost 4.5 and 5 kg. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, Gyan Sarovar, and here also, in hospital also. So I feel that how Baba does the wonders and the blessings mainly, because when I was reminded of this world blessings, I was just also concentrating. Few things actually, they are all related with the health also. In health, in Global Hospital, so many, I have seen the real wonders that the blessings, they are creating healing actually. Can you believe this? It's happening, because I remember that the last Murli, in which Baba has, of course, many times underlined. Do you feel that what was special in the last Murli, Avyakt Bab Dada's Murli? Yeah, time, yeah, and also, what was else was there, which you feel that which was really, you know, it's still there, still that there actually. Confidence, good. Sudden, yeah, because Baba used many time word sudden. Yeah. Yeah, each and every one of us, right. Anything else which you feel that Baba said, like, you know, sometimes when the things, you know, when coming very closer to end, you know, then everything is happening in a very faster way. Of course, Baba underlined the message. And so many times from different, you know, same thing. You know, Baba was, why Baba was saying, because the last role, the last will be no time of giving any course or big session, but see, our words will be going to become like a blessings. If we will be, like Baba said in this Murli, that, you know, the souls, they should feel peace and happiness, even a little, even maybe what we say that, not much, but little experience they should get from us. So what will be there actually? Do you feel that we will be going to have a chance of speaking at the longer? But our eyes, our maybe few words, why they are called blessings? Because if you see, blessings are very, very limited words, but they are very powerful. I was reading a preface of one book, and the book is Blessings, Wonders of Blessings, Miracles of Blessing. And the writer was inspired to write this book. Of course, we Baba's children, we know that. But then how people in the world, in the Laukik, they also feeling now very, you know, in a very faster way that these are working now. It's working actually. And he has written in his preface how he got inspired to write this book. And he shared his personal story that he was, you know, invited to speak. It's not, he was not like a big speaker, but means famous speaker was someone else. But he had to go and to speak little after his speech in a very big platform in where the very famous speakers were there, and he went there. And he spoke there after that speech. It was very less. And when the program was over, and when he came down, and so many people were just around the main speaker, and they were taking autographs and all these things were happening. And this person, he was little bit feeling himself insignificant, and he was feeling himself that little bit, which is little bit giving him a little low esteem. And at that time, a one old lady came to him with the beautiful flowery head, old lady, old fashioned lady, and she came to him. And she said to him, God bless you, young man. I am inspired by your speech and your words has touched me. God will bless your whole life. And he was repeating blessing word. He repeated many times, she repeated for him. And after listening the blessings from this lady, which was, she was using God bless. You see, these are the words which he said, I never felt significant. But these words given a new hope to this man. And later on, he has written in the book that these words have wonders, the miracles of these blessings has opened new doors in his life. Imagine that, how many blessings Baba is giving us every day, isn't it? I don't think anybody is getting so many blessings. So what kind of a, you know, we are, what kind of children we are, you know? Baba is now saying that we have to give blessings to others. Do you feel that our words, they become blessings? Yes or no? Anybody has experience of that? Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it's happening, actually. It's happening. But the main thing is that Baba's blessings are not an ordinary. People just use word God bless you. You see that in Christianity, I think it is these three words are just, if you see the history, God bless you. But here, practically, Baba is blessing us with so much of power. If you see the last Murli, when I was just looking at the keywords, Baba has given few keywords and very powerful solution Baba has given this time to get rid, just get rid if you are having some deposits. You know, Baba, in Hindi we say jama. Baba says, go to seniors. First Baba said, do yoga, means experiment yoga power. If any deposit, any waste, anything we are still keeping, use yoga power powerfully to finish that. If not, then you should take support of the seniors. I mean, Baba doesn't want children now that they should just be with the burdens. And I like one story which I still remember, that once class teacher, she distributed boiled potatoes, the bags of boiled potatoes to the whole class. And after distributing, her condition was that you have to return me after 3 days these potatoes as it is. And you have to keep these potatoes with you while sleeping, eating, drinking, anything, whatever you are doing, keep these potatoes with you. After 3 days, she asked the children, where are the potato bags? So what happened? What happened to potato bags? What was the answer of children? Pardon? But the condition was to keep with them. So what they must have done? Yeah, this is the one answer I get, interesting answer. They must have eaten. This is the one answer. Any other answer? Rotten. Yeah. So then what happened? What they did? Yeah. So the children, any other answer? So children give an interesting answer to the teacher, that these rotten potatoes, they were stinking, the smell was coming. So they have just thrown it away the same day. Because she has told them to keep for 3 days. But the children, they thrown all potatoes same day. So teacher asked the question to the children, that you were not able to keep with you these potatoes for 3 days. Why you are keeping rotten potatoes in your mind, in the bags of your mind? Waste things, garbage or something of so many years here. So what will be the condition of the mind? And not only that, sometimes people in the Laukik world, they meet after 10 years, 15 years. So when they meet each other, what they exchange? Old rotten potatoes. And then they say, what a IQ, what a intelligence, what a memory. You have that, you still remember. 10 years back potatoes, still they are here. So we are not keeping any potatoes, no? Are we? So that's why last Murli is actually, is not. We have to, Baba says that, anyway, whatever is, whatever method, we have to clean first our own bag. Because Baba says, no, bag is now, our bag is clean, but then what kind of cleanliness Baba wants? That's why Baba said, get it clear. And that's why Baba said, take cooperation. Baba says, sahyog lo. Take cooperation, don't hesitate. Because time is very less. And that is why Baba says, don't use these three words. Baba says, don't say, Baba has not given warning to you. That is what Baba also said. Baba says, don't say nobody given any signal. Because Baba given signals, Baba has already given, you know, in one way, another way, it will be a sudden. So that is why Baba says to clear that account at that subtle deposit, Baba said, remember two words. Two words, Baba said, do you know what Baba wants in the chart? One is, Baba said, okay. Baba said, I want okay and very good. This is what I want. So okay and very good. This is what Baba's last murli. Now these murlis are all actually PhD studies murli, because all is now becoming very essence. All study we have done, but now we have to give the conclusion. That's what Baba's murlis are, that conclusion. Very few words, very less words, but ultimately that is what the essence. So that's why Baba said in the last murli that again and again attention, alert, Baba says be alert. And then one thing Baba said after attention and alert, be cheerful. In Hindi it's very nice, khush mijaj, means don't worry also, keep, maintain your happiness. It doesn't mean that we should lose. Sudden is a warning for us for getting ready. But keep that happiness, keep the joy in your heart. And then Baba said, santushta, contentment, satisfied. Because Baba has given us so much. Do you feel contented that Baba has given so much in all these years? So much we have. So that's why Baba said contented. And then Baba underlined next word, be ever ready. Means ever ready is something which is, you know, like Baba says, no, many times Baba gives the stories of the old history. Any time Baba used to send anyone for Baba, Dadis used to say, give so many beautiful stories. And then Baba said one word which was very interesting, that Baba doesn't want children that they should themselves remain still in heaviness and they lose their happiness. So that's why Baba said, get solutions. So that's what very beautiful, you know, way in which Baba given a little freedom to the children, in sense that what suits them and the way they can get solution. Isn't it? Because, you know, sometimes something which is from long, long time, and we all personally feel that Baba's blessings are such. If you see one side Baba's blessing, I still remember that so many things are happening, like I was sharing to you the words. Because only simply, before I, you know, share this experience of the hospital, few patients, I still remember that Baba says many times, when you speak to someone with that faith, that becomes the blessing to that person. And I still remember that there was a very, you know, one lady which was actually something which was from very long time, she was in a hospital. And she was very much losing her hope, and it was not certain that how long she will be going to survive. But the only thing what I felt, I was just, whenever I used to go to her and I just used to tell her that you will be all right, you will be okay, you will be good. I remember that later on, because this is what I used to tell her, and when she was getting discharged and she was okay, she said, no, I remember you were saying every day, you will be okay. The faith, I mean, the Baba says, no, your words, when you give it from Baba's side, that Baba is, God is going to make, maybe for people you can say, use word God or Almighty or whosoever is that. They feel the faith, and I still remember that, that's why Baba is saying, it's not one, but all of us we have the power of miracle, creating miracle. And this is the time actually. That is why Baba is saying that every day I am giving you so many blessings. Do we use even for a single person or someone those blessings? It means the more we exchange, the more we give, they become so powerful. And I remember that recently when I went to Chicago, I felt that how, you know, Baba is doing miracle again. And when I was invited there in 150th anniversary of Swami Vivekananda there, and when I reached there, of course, I was one of the speakers out of six main speakers, like Ramdev was with me from Rishikesh, Chidanand was there, like that leading speakers. And I was not knowing when they will be going to call me, and when I was looking at them, and they were all very Sanskrit learned people, and all of them used to have all these history of giving a long speeches. And then I never thought that the organizer, they called me first of all on the stage. And they were all sitting like me in front of me. And when I walked on the stage, I was very firmly walking with Baba. Baba's hand in my hand, and fully Baba is with me. And only one thought I said to Baba, you have to do miracle. 4,000 people are sitting now. The same historical place where Swami Vivekananda has given his speech so many years back. And all the leaders are sitting, very famous people. And they called me because the so big crowd was there because of these, all these gurus from India. And I still remember that, I don't feel that I was, had that, you know, words when I spoke to them, the same words. Only one word difference was there, which Swami Vivekananda spoke at that time. My dear brother and sisters of America, and I spoke, divine brothers and sisters of America. So much of clapping was there at the time. And then I was feeling that the Baba is with me and giving me strength. And I was very clear the Baba was giving me touching, that I have to give them the experience. Because it was on the theme of awakening, and I given already a quite of good space as a reference to Swami Vivekananda and his very famous lines, arise, awake, do not sleep. And with that, given the message of Baba and conducted 20 minutes meditation with commentary, that was actually their wonderful experience. And when everything was over, and I feel that they said this is the what they like the best. So I was feeling this is how everything is happening, because Baba is there and we are just an instrument there. We are not there that we are speaking actually. And actually this is where Baba's power is working. So many things are, that's what the Baba's blessings are working, and we all can create that miracle because we are here. And we will go back, we have to cover so much because so many areas are left, and even I have seen in the West, sometime next door people, they don't know about center. And I was remembering when I was walking near New York Center, because from New York, Harmony House to White House, there is only little road, and when we used to walk, so the lady, just very near neighbor, and she used to see us, and she was talking to us, and I told that this is a Raj Yoga meditation center. And because that building was a church, and they were just still having in their mind that it's actually a church. Not, I don't know, but her conversation. And I said, no, this is now a study, meditation. She was very happy. Yes, you can also go there. You can visit. And I remember she said, no, I will be going to go. And you know, Baba says, so many souls are there. They are around us. And then Baba made us very, comfortable by saying this, in sense that our duty and our responsibility is to give the message. We have to give the message, and then the later on they should not complain that they have not informed us. That is our responsibility, I think. Wherever we are, whether we are traveling, whether we are going somewhere, wherever we are, that now there is a time that we should give Baba's message in whatever way we can give to our people, surrounding people. That's what Baba's homework to us. And in, along with that, Baba has already mentioned, children, that don't forget that we have to keep the balance of self, self-progress. So this was a very, very beautiful Murli of Baba's, so many blessings. So I think that from today onwards, we should start counting our blessings. Can we count or not? So I'm giving you little 1 minute time before we start our meditation. There is not there. And we will be going to count our blessings. Okay? Maybe later on meditation you can count more. And that is what one of the best secret of keeping our life happy. Keeping our Brahmin life happy, one of the beautiful secret is that count your blessings. After we became Baba's children. So are we ready? Okay, so there is a little time before we start for meditation. Choose what you like best, okay? Which is the blessing you feel personally so special, still it is very, very touching to you. It makes you so light. It makes you so encouraging. Choose the best one. Of course, there are so many. So we will be going to do one exercise after that. That's why I'm saying that choose one. Now I request you, gently stand up, all of you. We'll be standing. And we will be just sharing to your next brother, sister, who is with you in two. Share your blessing, which you liked. That's what exchange. Okay, it can be even three if your language is such, but share at least. Share your blessings, which you have really chosen, which you liked. Choose anything, whatever you like, and share. So everybody has shared or sharing? Yeah? So So today is the day that we will be going to increase the account of our blessings from Baba, the miracles of blessings to us. Yeah. So now we will be having a beautiful song. All of you, you like this song, isn't it? And this is a song actually from today. We all are determined that so much blessings we have received in our life, and from today onwards they will be for whom? For others. For Baba's service, and they will be going to multiply like anything, isn't it? So let's have the thanks to Baba. Baba has given us blessing, beautiful song.
Khushhal kar diya, haan khushhal kar diya.
I translate, sisters. Baba, you have done the wonders. Baba, you have done the miracles. This is the song. My Baba, you have done the wonders. You have done the miracles. Keep clapping. This will give you encouragement and more blessing inside. Baba, we were confused before. Baba, you have showed me the path. We were confused, but Baba, you have showed me path. We were doing lot of mistakes, but you have showed the right path to us. Baba, you have awakened us. And your sweet drishti changed our whole life. Shanti, and thank you very much for being with each other, and I'm there at the Global Hospital anytime anyone wants my any help and time, you're most welcome. Om Shanti, and thank you to all of you, the miracles of Baba. Om Shanti.